with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Hey, how's it going? It's Breakfast Roll with Cooper and Una, and this is all the best bits from the show from today. If you heard us, you would have heard that we had lots of fun. We kicked it all off this morning with Una talking to her kid's possible principal, who was on the phone, and her young fellow wanted to chat to the principal. Now, bear in mind, he's only 4 years old. Wait till you hear what he said. It's so cute.
Or is it?
You're under pressure now with your two finally starting school in September.
I know.
The big meet and greet will be happening soon with the school and the principal and your two absolute mad jokes.
Yeah, the Ferrell twins.
Yeah.
So they're going into babies next year. Junior infants. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, God. Playing the nest already. Anyway, so I'm trying to get them into a school.
What you say? They're leaving the nest?
Yeah. No.
Una, they'll never leave you. You won't let them.
I won't let them, no. So I was talking to the principal of the school I'm trying to get them into the other day. You know, very la-di-da.
Oh, so they're not in yet?
No.
Okay.
I've sent the application off and... I'm trying to plumb ask the principal. So I was on the phone anyway. And
did you use your handwriting or did you get somebody to do it?
Why? Because no. My handwriting is dodge.
People have asked, are you a doctor?
Doctor, yeah. So I was on the phone to the principal and I was like, oh yes, I'm very excited now. I can't wait to come down and meet
you. Go on, do your telephone voice.
Hello.
This is Mr. Principal from the School of Schools.
Hello, Una speaking, yes.
Tell me all about your lovely children.
My beautiful children. Yes. Anyway, whatever, we were chatting. Next thing, Jamie rocks up and he's like, who are you talking to?
Oh, God. Where did you get that child from?
Darling, I'm talking to the principal of the school you're going to next year. Can I say hello? I'm like, because prior to this, he had already sent Cooper a voice note shouting that Cooper does a poo every day at 10 past 10 and he does loads of farts. So I just said, oh, yeah, just say hi now, darling, and don't be rude. Just giving him the look, you know, the look that your mammy gives you. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, he said something anyway, and this is what he said.
Well, my dad's a f***ing idiot.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, my dad's a f***ing idiot.
Yeah.
That's what his dad said. So
yeah, he heard his dad. His dad was watching a match and giving out about some player, and he heard that, so he decided to tell the principal of the new school I'm trying to get him into. The first thing he said was,
well,
didn't even...
my dad's a f***ing idiot.
Yeah. Oh my God! I was like, oh my God!
He's in.
The principal was laughing, but still, yeah, absolutely mortified. That's the first time now they've really mortified me.
Really?
I know there's been more. Yeah. Well, maybe it's the second or third time.
I want to know. I don't know. Like, did anybody else's kids mortify them or you?
Yeah.
087-1102-107. I know, Donald, you mortified your parents. Mother in particular, didn't you?
I did.
What did you do?
We had neighbours and Dad was very handy and stuff and he makes everything in the house. And I was like, I was telling them about what he'd built and they were all like, oh, that's nice. But they didn't seem very impressed. So a child that liked to add to things.
Yeah.
So I just said, oh, well, he was in the circus as well. and they said, what? Oh, was he? I said, yes, he was a trapeze artist. And I was about 8 or something at the time. And they were like, oh, right. Sound. Didn't think about it then for about a month. And then Mum was talking to Denise then, like, a month later.
Denise next door.
And she went, oh, I didn't know Pat was in the circus. Mum was like, what? And I said, you know, in the trapeze and stuff. And she was just like, she looked at me and just went, Donald!
Like, all right, one of the funny things kids have said to you, 087-1102-107. Shout out to Una's two, though.
Well, my dad's a f***ing idiot.
You better believe it. So we're getting WhatsApps on 087-1102-107 of the daft things that your kid said or you said as a kid.
This story has got a different context because of where I'm from. Originally from Derry. And as a kid, we were boasting about each other's fathers and we were one-upmanship, and I turned around to my friend Gary Haggerty and I says, oh, my dad's better dad than your dad, and let's hear. And Gary was not to be outdone, turned around and said, my dad's got bigger guns than your
dad.
But of course, there was the British Army were not too far and they were like, oh, yeah, Tell us more about that. Oh, so apparently, no. Before it was all settled, Mr. Hegarty was nearly halfway across the board.
Actually, something very similar happened. When I was 16, I was in London with my mum. And my dad was a photographer. And I remember seeing a classic Beetle, beautiful vintage Beetle. And I took a picture of it. And in my little Irish accent, I'm like, geez, I'll send that to Dad and he can blow it up.
Oh.
As in, blow it up and make it bigger. My mum's like, will you shut up?
A few years ago, my son was in play school and they were learning all about different birds. And the bird of the week happened to be the blue tit. And one Wednesday, there was great excitement because they spotted a real blue tit in the garden. Anyway, so that day I picked my son up from school and he was really excited and really happy. And I said, look, we need to go to the shop now and get some bits. In the shop, we met a woman that knows us. And the woman says to my son, oh, hi, Sean, how was play school today? And really loudly, in front of everyone, he announced that he saw a pair of tits today.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let me
lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.
Goddamn kids say the darndest things. Our survey says this morning, though, 13% of people say that this is their biggest fear when meeting someone from a dating app. What could it be?
Donald, what exactly do we need people to answer this morning on voice note 087-110-207? Get your messages in.
Got a low percentage today. 13% of people say this is the biggest fear when meeting somebody from a dating app.
Ooh.
So,
their
what do you feel?
Biggest fear, I'd say for you, it's meeting your cousin.
Oh, here we go.
That's not a fear of fears.
I hate the both, yeah.
He doesn't discriminate.
Loves a family.
Welcome.
Loves a family gathering. all right. Is it actually that it's an ex of yours that you forgot about? Maybe you just maybe had one night with them like years ago.
No, you think there's so many exes. There's not as many
no,
exes.
No, that's the guess that I'm giving guess. The answer. Not talking about you. You
oh, you've changed limited. From speaking about me. Okay.
Yeah. So 13% of people say that their biggest fear is meeting their ex on an app.
Yeah, that's a good shout, to be fair. It's not the answer.
Oh.
But it would be a small percentage, I'd say, yeah. As well. Yeah.
Is it that you have to make the small talk and it's just really cringe and awkward and you have to make an excuse and run and leave and get out of there immediately?
Oh, Jesus.
So, you know I'm not good at the small chat.
Yeah.
Have you not done the small talk stuff on the app already with them and stuff? I don't know how they work. I've not done online
but I mean,
dating.
When you're face-to-face with someone, it's different. Do you know?
Una, you're a brilliant communicator. You're a great talker.
No. I am. That's only
see,
when
I can't even get a word in edgeways.
When I'm giving out to you. Yeah. otherwise, I'm generally I'm not.
No, it is not the answer now.
Okay. Has anybody any idea what the answer is to this? 087-110-207.
13% of people say this is the biggest fear when meeting someone from a dating app. What is it?
All right, get your guesses in. Our survey says this morning, Donald, what exactly are we asking people to try and answer with their own minds and using their meds on a voice note?
13% of people say this is the biggest fear when meeting someone from a dating app they've been speaking to. What is it?
Amy in Drogheda says, is it that they'll have skinny jeans and brown shoes on, Donald?
Wow.
What? That's not... What?
Una. Oh, no, yeah. Yeah, Una.
What?
What?
What are you talking about? Is it that they have skinny jeans and brown shoes on?
It's not the answer,
so,
no, but...
So if they've a bad dress sense or
yeah,
something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no.
So their fashion sense isn't up to your own scratch.
Yeah, I suppose that.
If they don't match your brand. Could you date somebody who doesn't match the way you look? Or do they have to kind of, like, have the same style as you? Because, like, when you go out, you either look like the circus has turned up, or else you just look... What?
What are you talking about?
You.
You're talking about me. I look like the circus has turned up, or what? No, it wouldn't. I don't think it would matter. Initially, the attraction might be there if, you know, they're wearing this kind of, like, what you would be into. But then when you get to know someone and the, you know, the chem is there, then okay. I don't think it matters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it the clothes?
It's not the clothes. No,
okay,
no.
We need some right answers on this. 087-110-207.
13% of people say this is the biggest fear when meeting somebody from a dating app they've been speaking to. What is it?
Dirty fingernails. No. That's from Lisa and Mead.
What, they're turned on by dirty fingernails?
No, they're turned off by dirty fingernails.
What's wrong with dirty fingernails? We're working hard down the...
in the fields.
I did.
Okay. Tough one today, Donald, the old survey says. What's the percentage?
13% of people say this is the biggest fear when meeting someone from a dating app they've been speaking to. What is that?
Morning, iRadio. This is Donna from Cavan.
Shout out to Cavan and Donna and all her crew.
Would it be that 14% of people dread meeting somebody on an app that already knows their parents? Oh, I wouldn't like that.
Why?
Bye.
So they already know your parents. Maybe they were recommended by their parents. It's Donald's lovely lad. Go and meet him over there. He's lovely. He's on the apps. Go on. Swipe whatever direction you fancy on it. Ignore the brown shoes and skinny jeans. Is it that they know the parents?
No, it's not the parents. No. Thanks, Cooper, for your own little extra bit there. Yeah.
It's all right.
Anne-Marie in Longford says, is it that they will have no manners?
Ooh,
that's
yeah.
a big turn off.
It's a big turn off. Yeah.
That's a flag.
Yeah, you meet them outside, they don't put their coat down in a puddle for you to step in. Is that the type of manners?
No, I just mean like maybe open the door for you or be rude to the waiters and waitresses.
I hate when people are rude to a wait staff.
Yeah.
It's the rudest of all rude things.
Awful.
You know, when you're when people behave like they're like royalty back in like Una's period drama days.
Downton Abbey days.
Yeah, yeah. And they're just like, this bread isn't stale enough or whatever the hell they'd be giving out. I hate that vibe in a restaurant. So I don't go out anymore.
That's why you don't go out anymore.
Yeah. I just can't afford the fuel to drive to the restaurant at first. Okay, we need the answer for this.
Not the answer. And someone did guess they don't match the picture they posted on the thing. That's a big...
Oh!
No.
I mean...
Is that catfishing then?
Basically.
I don't think so. I think people put their best foot forward, you know, with their profile picture.
Even though they moved on 10 years since they put a picture.
Well, okay, that's a different story if it's 10 years later and...
You're on a date nap for 10 years, something wrong.
Okay. Hey, don't be judgy. There could be people who like being on the dating apps for 10 years, living their best lives. Look at you.
This is
something wrong with you if you've been on a dating app 10 years.
I never said
maybe
that.
You don't. Yes, you did.
Did I? Sorry. Are you on my
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled. Yesterday's Rhyme It, if you heard it, you know it was an absolute treat. If you didn't, you should go back and listen to it right now on our podcast. So here's Danielle from Cavan giving it a go to try and get those tickets for the weekend and the contents of Una's drawers.
Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Down to County Cavan, going to the phone. We got Danielle there. Hi. Danielle, how are you this morning?
All right, Cooper. How's things in Una?
Yeah.
We're good. How are you doing? Whereabouts are you this morning, Danielle?
In Cavan.
Una, would you stop slagging people from Cavan?
I'm not slagging people from Cavan. I'm just that Danielle's phone cut out. Danielle, is there snow there at the moment?
Well, when I came out this morning, the car was white, but now the further I go into Cavan Town, it's not as bad.
They didn't fork out for the snow in Cavan Town.
They didn't fork out for the snow.
Just on the outskirts.
Well, it is freezy balls this morning.
Yeah. I got an awful fright this morning driving in. It was just like, what is that flying towards me car? And it was just like, snow! What the hell is that all about? You have a big weekend ahead supporting your family. Your nephew's in some sort of tournament. What's he up to?
He's in a pool tournament, like a snooker tournament.
Oh, brilliant. I shall cross out all my questions about how many lengths he has to do. And does he have to dive into a flip beforehand? Okay, so he's playing pool. Okay, brilliant.
Where is that on, Danielle?
Up in Wexford, so it is.
Okay, so a bit of a trek for you.
A little bit, but anyway, it'll be worth it.
It'll be worth a bit of crack.
Yeah, nothing like a little bit of an East Coast journey. Lovely. Did you hear Rhyme It yesterday by any chance?
I did. No, I really can't top that now this morning.
I don't think it can be topped.
Yeah.
If you didn't hear it, it is on our podcast. In fact, there is just a special clip up on the new Go Loud app. If you can hear it, Rhyme It yesterday. It was absolutely brilliant. It was quality. I loved it.
Wild.
Well, listen, here's the rules. We're going to give you a word, and you then have to answer every question that Una asks you with a word that rhymes with that word. Is that clear?
Perfect, yeah.
All right, okay. The word you have to rhyme with is?
Sit, S-I-T.
Okay.
All right, your 30 seconds start now.
I have bugs in my hair, so I had to use a what comb?
A knit comb.
If you're sick of your job, you may just what?
Quit.
You might use an oven what when taking a hot pot out?
Oven.
An oven.
Pass.
I love dessert, especially a banana what?
Split.
A large hole in the ground could be called a what?
God, Una, you really got me this morning.
Hey, I don't write the questions and don't be blaming me, Mrs. Don't be blaming me.
I have to blame you.
I think now both of you need to take responsibility for your actions.
What is the responsibility?
Una, take responsibility for the questions and... Danielle, take responsibility for not knowing any of the answers. Okay, bugs in my hair, knit, too sick your job, quit. You got the dessert, the banana split, but you skipped number three. You might use this in an oven when taking a hot pot out. A mitt,
an oven mitt. And a large hole in the ground could be called a what? A pit. So...
There's plenty of them in Cavan. Holes in the ground.
No, Cooper,
don't you be slagging. I can't believe he said Cavan was the pits. He literally just said it live. On air,
my
you said
God.
The county of Cavan is the pits. Danielle, I wouldn't take that off him. How dare you?
I wouldn't, just right, Una.
I didn't even get to finish my
stand up for
sentence.
Your county.
And I wouldn't mind, he's not 100 miles away from us.
He's not, no. And there's actually Cavan in his family. His father-in-law's from Cavan. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I keep hearing about it.
Cavan is beautiful.
It's the talk of Coot Hill. You've never been to Cavan in your life.
I have been to Cavan. I've been to Cavan loads of times, actually. I even did a gig in Cavan with you, by the by. And it's the Lake County. It's not the county of the pits. Cavan's the pits.
Did you do your driving test in Aduna?
Huh? No. Why?
You might have passed the first time if you did. Anyway, what I was saying was, pits in the roads like every other county in this country.
Don't be backtracking.
All right, okay. Danielle, you didn't get the high score of the week, but thank you so much for coming on and playing. We really appreciate it.
And representing your beautiful county of Cavan.
Thanks, Danielle.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you reckon you'd like to come on and be abused by Una for Rhymes.
I didn't do anything. It's just you.
It's just me.
That I abuse.
You can send us a WhatsApp now, 087-110-2107. You can win the contents of Una's drawers if you get the highest score this week.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
This morning on Get It Off Your Chest, we had a message from somebody who's been criticised about the way they pronounce things, yet the person who was criticising them was also pronouncing things incorrectly. What should they do about it? And what are the things that you get criticised about pronouncing incorrectly? Looking forward to this one now. Somebody's looking to get something off their chest. What are they saying, my friends?
Well, here we go. Hi, guys. I need to get this off my chest because I'm just at my limit with this. My housemate will not stop correcting me on how I pronounce things. Every single time I open my mouth, they're jumping in like some sort of walking dictionary. The latest one was me saying nuclear instead of nuclear. Yeah, that's kind of annoying.
I'd be guilty of saying nuclear.
And they nearly had a breakdown over it. But this is the same person who says Lundus instead of Londis and lorries instead of lorries. Lorries. they say lorry. Will you call him a donkey? So I'm sorry, but where is the authority coming from? I've told them already to stop it, but they just keep doing it. Like it's their full-time job at this stage. I'm not even listening to what they're saying anymore. I'm just getting annoyed at the fact that they're saying anything. Ooh.
I'm guilty of both things. I'm guilty of correcting and guilty of pronouncing things incorrectly.
Same. Like, yeah, yeah.
Like, I've the North Pole, I've always called it the Arctic.
Right.
And it's the Arctic.
It's the Arctic.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
See, you didn't know
I didn't know that. I would have said, I didn't know until like a couple of years ago that almond. I used to say almonds, but
most people do say almond because it is spelled with an L, but it's a silent L apparently.
Yeah. Now I will back down on. I won't back down on pseudocreme, which is something me and you have a history of fighting over, because it's pseudocreme apparently. But
it is.
Whatever. But Irish folks say Sue the Cream.
But it was originally called Sue the Cream, but it was then changed to Sue the Cream because...
Sue the Cream.
Because I put some bit of Sue the Cream at it. So they changed it to Sue the Cream, and then people started doing Sue the Cream.
Yeah, Sue the Cream. Sue the Cream is notiony. Come on, like.
No, it's not. Just leave it alone.
Okay, I just think you need to say to your housemate, listen, relax, the world still understands me. That is unless you say specifically... Instead of specifically.
Oh, specifically. Yeah. You've got to be very specific.
You've got to be
this.
Very specific.
Oh, yeah. Which ocean should I get into?
Yeah, that drives me crazy.
Maybe in the Arctic Ocean.
The Arctic. That is wild. Oh, my God. The Arctic. That doesn't roll off the tongue.
I would have also said the Arctic Monkeys.
Is it
the Arctic or the Arctic?
Arctic.
Is it the Arctic?
Pronounce the sea, yeah.
For the monkeys?
Yeah.
They don't pronounce the sea.
Oh, we need to look at this.
They don't
all
say,
right.
Arctic.
What should this person do? Should they just leave it off or just give back as good as they're getting?
Get back, like, what are you going to do? Find me. I'm sorry. I didn't realise you were being sponsored by Duolingo.
It's Duolingo.
Oh, no.
Somebody's getting it off the chest because they've been accused of pronouncing things incorrectly. And the word that they've been accused by their friend of pronouncing incorrectly, I'm very guilty of that. Nuclear.
Nuclear. Nuclear.
But it still sounds the same in my head. What we're saying is the same thing. Nuclear.
No, anyway. I'm guilty of it as well, but I pronounce things a lot more. What do I say again? Ketch.
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 You also call international Hollywood superstar who's coming out of retirement for Sonic 4, who was said that it was not him picking up the award, and his name is Jim...
Carrie.
No. It's Carrie.
It's Carrie.
It's not Jim Carrey.
Oh, that's the hill I'll die on.
Oh my God. Please, somebody. 087-110-2107. So this person has been accused of... so their friend is like correcting them and everything that they say, but their friend is also mispronouncing...
They say Lundus instead of Landis, yeah. And Lorry instead of Lorry.
All right.
You should just call them a donkey instead of a donkey.
087-110-2107.
I think, look, most people probably have a word or two that they might say differently or pronounce it different, like tomato, tomato, all that kind of crap, but
go on.
In this situation, I'd absolutely positively say to the person, keep your mouth shut.
Yes, definitely. Face it off to them. Alright, 087-110-2107. What should they say to them? And do you have any problems with pronouncing words incorrectly? Like my friend over there who loves the superstar.
Shut up, nuclear.
What?
Nuclear.
Get it off your chest this morning. We got this this phone message in today.
So someone is really annoyed because their housemate will not stop correcting how they pronounce things. They say everything, single time I open my mouth, they're jumping in like some sort of walking dictionary. The latest one was me saying nuclear instead of nuclear. And they nearly had a breakdown over it. But this is the same person who says Lundus instead of Landis and lorries instead of lorries. I love the word lorry. Oh, the lorries.
Shout out to all the lorries. The lorries. Lundus.
I'm sorry, where's the authority coming from? I've told them already to stop correcting me, but they just keep on doing it like it's their full-time job at this stage. I'm not even listening to what they're saying anymore. I'm just getting really annoyed.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I still haven't had any support from anybody who's on my side about how you pronounce Jim Carrey.
Yeah, it's Jim Carrey.
It's not Jim Carrey.
Why do I think it's Jim Carrey then?
I don't know. When it comes to even like Wimbledon time, I always say that wrong as well. Is it Wimbledon or Wimbledon?
It's Wimbledon. Dun. Dun.
Dun.
Yeah. Dun. No, not the ton. Dun. Wimbledon.
That's the place, Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said Tun, Wimbledon.
Wimbledon.
No.
Anyway, go on. You're in awe of the way I pronounce
the tennis players.
Yeah, but yes, here I am saying Jim Carrey and Ketch. Ketch it, Diddy. Ketch it.
You say Jim Carrey.
It's Carrey. You're Carrey.
It's Carrey.
Yeah,
so, what do you reckon? 087-110-2107.
I just wonder, is it yogurt or yogurt?
It's yogurt.
It's yogurt. Don't listen to anyone who says yogurt.
Yeah, but Don would say yogurt.
He would not.
I would the odd time, even though I know it's pronounced yogurt.
But why say yogurt then?
Just, I don't know, just got it in my head from being young.
I think yogurt. In the UK they say
yogurt.
Yogurt,
yeah. Hi, this is Natasha from Donegal.
Hey.
I've just been listening on the radio this morning about mispronouncing words. Mine is, are you ready for it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Penguin. I just cannot get it.
Penguin. Una?
Penguin.
Stop.
No, but I kind of get that. I get why it's a penguin, but I can understand the penguin. Yeah, difficult. That's cute, actually, penguin. It is cute.
Well, then everything's cute.
It's endearing.
Oh, God, okay.
What your one could do for her roommate is start specifically mispronouncing all the words that she knows will absolutely drive her crazy.
Yeah. Okay, they will drive you crazy.
And just keep doing it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. And eventually, her roommate will stop.
She won't.
Well, I think this person is getting a buzz out of their, you know,
do you reckon?
Correcting them. I think so, because they keep doing it. Even when they've been told, asked to stop, they keep on going in with the corrections. It's like they're on this whole, like, you know, power trip.
I don't think it is a power trip thing. I think it's just the person is just genuinely trying to correct them. But
them, no, I don't
them,
think so.
Them not realizing that they pronounce things wrong as well. So
I'd be like, sorry, love, to swallow a dictionary, huh?
In the world you're going to say did I swallow?
Here's one. Liam and Cavan, we were talking about mispronunciation of words because somebody's been driven mad from a friend of theirs. They're being corrected by the pronunciation of nuclear.
Just loads, anything they say, they're correcting the way they say it.
But they say what? They say Lundus and...
So the person who's doing the correcting actually says Lundus instead of Londus and Lorries instead of Lorries and Donkey instead of Donkey. So how could you take a correction advice from someone who says Donkey?
Liam in Callan asked about the pronunciation of a particular biscuit. I'm going to spell out the biscuit, okay? How do you pronounce this biscuit? Because I've no idea. So you can send a voice note, 0871 102 107. It's spelled N-I-C-E.
Nice biscuits.
Are they not nice biscuits?
No, they're not nice. Well, I don't mean they're not nice.
Hey!
No, they're Nice biscuits. I know that. Yeah.
Are they Nice biscuits? Because remember there was the Nice Treaty and everyone's like, what's nice about the treaty?
No, I just remember, maybe it's nice. I just remember my mom calls them Nice biscuits.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, 0871 102 107, what are you saying?
Hi, radio. Mike from Galway here.
Hey.
Cool, right, I have to agree with you. It's Jim Carrey, not Jim Carrey. 100% Jim Carrey.
There you go. That's good.
Well, in my head, it's Jim Carrey, and it will forever be Jim Carrey.
But what about when you speak to Jim Carrey, if you're ever getting to interview him?
An interview?
Yeah.
I there's no fear of that happening.
Well, look at us. We got to catch the movie, Jim.
The internal rage I feel bubbling inside me every time someone says Pacific instead of specific.
Oh, yeah.
Is... It needs to be studied.
You need to be very specific about the specific. Oh, no, that was the wrong way around. You need to be specific about the Pacific.
Specific about the Pacific,
my God,
yeah.
It's so hard.
Just listening to your mispronouncing of words.
Mm-hmm.
So I always say, take a look in the mirror. But apparently it's not mirror, it's mirror. And I couldn't say fork. Or cardigan when I was younger. I used to say, can I give me the frog? And I don't want to wear that cardigan. From Leanne and Gowan.
That's so cute.
There's nothing worse than trying to wear a cardigan.
A cardigan.
With a frog-shaped mirror.
Mirror. Meerkats.
Listen,
mirror is a hard word to say, all the same. Mirror.
You're doing a great job.
Horror is a hard word to say.
Horror?
Horror.
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 Now that it sounds ridiculous. Yeah. Just say, okay. Thanks for all the messages. 0871 102 107. We will get an answer of how you pronounce that biscuit, by the way.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Wind Up Wednesdays is the treat that we absolutely look forward to every single week. And this one did not disappoint. Put down what you're doing and sit down, have a listen to this and enjoy it. I cannot wait for everyone else to have the, I suppose, the opportunity to hear this, because I've heard it and it is absolutely amazing. This is where you thrive, Una, of just being absolutely the complete wildest person I know.
Yeah, so Nicole got in touch with me a while back and she wanted me to wind her husband, Willie, up. Now, Willie's a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And he sells, I suppose, cows and heifers and
bullocks
and but he calls the bullocks, it's the bullocks he sells, yeah, isn't it? A load of bullocks. He says he calls them beasts. So I called him up and I was hoping to purchase a beast or one of his bullocks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Brace yourselves.
Hello, Willie.
Yes.
Willie, what is my name? I'm ringing there from Killarney Mart. You're planning on selling bees.
Oh, what's that?
What kind of bees are we talking?
Yeah, what?
You're selling bees.
Selling bees?
Bees.
Bees. Hey, how do you spell that?
B-E-A-S-T-S.
B-E-A-G-S.
T-S. Are bullocks, man, I'm talking. Bullocks, I like a solid bees myself.
Oh, Jesus, hard to beat.
Hard to beat. I'm looking to get the heifer. Like, I like a shot of beast, and I don't sell in the beast. What kind of beast are we talking?
Oh, I can sell you anything.
Oh, what kind of beast you have?
What kind of length do you want?
Well, I like a bit of length.
Oh, God. Hard to beat a bit of length now. What about a wee bit of girth?
Alice, I'm looking to get the heifers married, you see.
Aye.
We perform the weddings before we let the message.
Aye, no problem, aye.
The wife's religious, you see. There's no booking without being married first, because you can't bedridden. There's no
booking.
Aye. So are your bees baptized?
What?
I said, are all your bees baptized? We don't.
No, are.
Because we don't want any scandal in the parish.
There's only one place for you, and that's the yellow bus, like in Wonder.
There's a priest in Killarney now who gets the
yellow.
That gets the hitch, and we call him the Bullfather.
You're a far away from Killarney.
He loves the herd. The Bullfather loves the herd. So are your bees slow and steady now? Are they high energy?
Jesus, I haven't a clue what you're saying. Not the notion. Not the notion.
Right back at you. Right back at you. The kind of a queer accent you have up there in Donegal. Listen, our bees need stamina now from the heifers. They're like myself. The missus calls me Mr. Beach or Mr. Beefy. I have an eye for a rump, you see.
Jesus Christ almighty. I wouldn't know what to do with you. I couldn't buy or sell you.
Oh, Willie, this is Una for my radio. How are you?
Ah, sweet baby Jesus.
Ah. Oh, you're did you know it was me?
No, I did that.
Oh my God, I'm actually crying laughing here. Nicole got in touch with me.
Oh my God, Jesus. Well had today, though.
Oh my God.
That was so big.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Are your beast baptized?
What did you say your name was? I'm Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka. No, I said, hi, Willy. Yeah. Wonka is my name.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, so, come here. That was brilliant. If you would like to get Una to wind somebody up in your life, you could win yourself a pair of tickets to the weekend live at Crow Park on August 23rd. Get nominating now. Send us a WhatsApp 087-110-2107.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
And there you go. Breakfast rolled with Cooper Nuna on iRadio. Back tomorrow morning with more chances for you to win tickets for the weekend. And tomorrow, Una's done something special ahead of our big match tomorrow night against Czechia for the World Cup. We have a song from Una and it's all about Troy Parrott. You don't want to miss it. See you tomorrow.